if you'll engage, give me everything that you possibly can. I'm not only asking that out of your spirit, but I'm asking that out of your soul, that you give me everything, and that you, according to my word, present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy, acceptable unto me, and which is your reasonable service. Do you think that it's unreasonable for me to ask you to fully engage when you come into these services or when you watch these services, to sanctify yourself entirely over to me, not concerned about the hours ahead or any other obligation? Excuse me, sir. What is it? Why would you bring into my services instruments of the world? When you look at your phones or you surf or do anything else, while you are supposed to be in my presence, I love you, but you are highly displeasing to me during that time. I've asked you to come apart. I've asked you to come in to a place of sanctification. Why would you come and enter my house and give yourself over to anything other than these hours of setting yourself aside to worship me in spirit and in truth? Part of that truth is that you engage not only with your spirit, but that you engage with your soul and your body, says the Spirit of the Lord. For these are the times I'm asking my children to grow up. I will not speak to you much anymore as babes, but I will speak to you as those who are coming of age, for the world needs you. If I pamper you, if I treat you as if you were a tender plant that could be broken easily, then who do I have in the earth who will grow up and bring forth and nurture this great revival, says the Spirit of the Lord? You'll put your arms around those who are hurting and those who are on the edge of disaster in the days ahead, and you'll bring them forth. But what about you? 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years in, you are well past in my estimation, and I am the judge. You are well past being babied. Yours is no longer the sincere milk of the word. Your portion is to eat meat with your brethren. Take my meat and eat it, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mahalo olehila olehala ila alahole ikela olema eka aha ho ho isevatiete. I have a portion of meat to give you. It is peace unspeakable and full of glory. You'll break this bread, and not only with the fivefold be the ministers of miracles, but you in the pew and those in the seats will lay hands on the sick. But if judgment does not begin at the house of God, where does it judge? Where does it begin? Maha eli aklokele beiska ve alahole bekidiete. I'm growing you up.